All right, welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5 The Game. Again, our question of the day, the coolest celebrity encounter you've ever had, 615-737-1025. We'll get back to that in just a little bit. Let's bring into the show now the head football coach at Middle Tennessee State, Derek Mason. Coach, how are you today?
What's going on? Hey, it's a beautiful day. Started out a little wet, but now it's dry, sunny, and the work part of it is almost done.
Yeah, let's get to it. Coach, big game on Saturday coming up with Sam Houston. More important, it's the last game at MTSU. A lot of guys, this is their last time at home putting on a helmet. What kind of message do you tell, like, the seniors and guys about this being the last moment? Because we all remember our last game at home, right?
Right, right. Yeah, the messaging for these guys is, you know, leave it better than the way you found it. So this is an opportunity on Saturday for our team to honor, like, these seniors and, you know, the journey they've been through, the things, the highs, the lows, but really just the camaraderie in the locker room. The thing that you know about, you know, when last home games is that, you know, this will be the last time for these seniors that they'll have an opportunity to step into that locker room, to put on that uniform, and to go out and be a Blue Raider. And so enjoy every moment, every bit of it. Play a 60-minute ball game that you never want to forget, and that'll last you a long time, because the way you end it, especially in this last home game, you know, it takes you into the next phase of your life.
Isn't it crazy how fast it all flies by? I mean, it truly is. Playing and coaching. How many years now is this for you coaching?
32.
How is that when you're only 34? I don't get that. But, no, I mean, it's, right? It just flies by. So you tell guys, like, you know, to savor every moment of it. I mean, that's what you're trying to do, because this next thing you know, you're in the real world working, and you miss those times, don't you?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, right? You never think it's gonna end, and then all of a sudden, you know, fast forward and you're sitting in your locker and you're lacing your cleats up, putting on those shoulder pads for the last time, you know, for a home game. And I tell you, it goes so fast that guys don't realize it in the moment. But as I've had a chance to, you know, talk to Nick and DeMonte and Parker Hughes, you know, they can recant everything they did from their freshman year all the way to now. And, you know, for them, it's gone so fast. But they want to make sure that they can, you know, leave this thing the right way. And so that's the challenge, that's the fun, that's the opportunity.
Absolutely. MTSU football coach Derek Mason's on with it. Let's talk about last Saturday up in Western, Roman Gagliano making his first start, and he was spectacular. I mean, the passes, the run, the effort, everything. What did you tell him before he took the field for his first collegiate start Saturday?
Have fun, take care of the ball. You know what? He did those two things, right? He had a week of preparation, you know, where he had the opportunity to just go through, you know, the full mechanics of what it was. And for him, if you know Roman at all, man, he's fun loving. I mean, he sees the game through a 3-year-old's eyes. I mean, it's he's always smiling. He's always got this curiosity to him about the game. And all that showed up, and he played hard, man. And he competed. He got the guys around him to compete, like, as well, and his energy was contagious. So it was a good first game for him, as he did take care of the football, and he saw several drives that wound up in the end zone for the Blue Raiders.
I tell people, his run, the scramble run where he eluded, I guess, five Western guys, hell, two of his own teammates, and made a 65-yard run down the field, that is effort. That was one of the best runs of the entire year of college football.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely a Sports Center top 10. And, you know, for him, that's who he is, though. He's such a fierce competitor. I remember the first time he stepped on our campus, you know, that maybe a spring or a year and a half ago, he stepped on campus. And, you know, we go down to Huntsville, and he's at the women's basketball game, and he shoots a half-court shot and goes straight through. And you know what? I mean, he knew the whole time it was going in. That's who he is. That's the type of energy, you know, he walks around with. And, you know, it's just fun to see him playing with his guys and those guys sort of reciprocating, you know, like how he sees it. Yeah. I think the way you go is the way he goes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, his passion is I love that because he just goes out there and lets it go and makes things happen. Coach, I know the season has not gone the way that all of us wanted to go, but the fight in this football team, taking these teams, I mean, you lost 4 games by 16 points, 3 games by 8. I mean, all these one-score games that we're losing here heading into the fourth quarter, what do you need to do to get over that hump? I know winning is like that's the easy thing to say, but you're there every day. You see the fight every day. You see the passion every day. What's it going to take to get over that, Coach?
You know what? I think the response, right? You know, man, football is ebb and flow. It's about plays being made, plays being missed, and really how you respond. And, you know, our response hasn't always been what we've needed it to be. We got that game on Saturday back to a 3-point ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very much moving in our direction. And then you have, you know, man, a play that should have gone for a touchdown that doesn't. And then you get a holding penalty. You know what? You have to overcome these things. Okay, man, we got to put it in the end zone when we need to. We got to get the third down stop when we need to. And that's the focus to me. That's the focus. That's the energy, okay, that an opportunity provides that we have to cash in on. That's the missing piece, how we respond to the adversity, whether it's a penalty, a missed third down, whatever it is, let's respond and we'll get what we want because we're close.
Yeah, I mean, you are. With it being home game and the last game at home and all that, do you approach it any differently? I mean, the guys know what's at stake on Saturday. How do you approach the game on Saturday versus Sam Houston?
And aggressively. We look, you got to let it hang out. I don't know what you're looking to save now. It's about, man, I told guys, hey, look, the governor's got to be, you know, off of how you practice, and the way you practice will be the way you play. And so let's go let it out. We understand what Sam Houston's going to do. I mean, they're going to bring pressure. They're going to play a lot of man. You know, we've got to be able to make sure that we can limit their explosives and stop the run. So there's no not knowing what the resume is this late in the year. What we have to do, man, is just make sure that we play 60 minutes fast, hard, Blue Raider football, and the win will be on the other side of that.
I love it, Coach. Thank you for your time. I know you're busy. Thank you. We'll see you Saturday, and we'll get it done, right?
Oh, you got it, Big Joe. Take care. Let's go, Blue.
All right, okay. Thanks, Coach. That's Coach Derek Mason at MTSU, the last home game versus Sam Houston State this weekend down in the borough. Catch all the action on Totally It's 93.3 with the best voice in college football, one Chip Walters. And poor guy's got to work with that Big Joe guy. I feel sorry for him, but Chip does a great job. Always appreciate the coach. All right, back to our question of the day. We'll get your comments about the coolest celebrity encounter you've ever had. Plus, we'll deep dive into the college football playoff. What does Vandy have to do? And also, who has to lose for Vanderbilt to move up? Just got to move up 2 spots. That's it. 2 spots, who's ahead of them, what they need to do. That's all next right here. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, brought to you by the Omni National Hotel on 102.5 The Game.